Well, good evening, my friends. It is the season of Lent, or the season of Lent. Wow. Missed by that much, right? Okay. The season of Advent, this is the season of anticipation, the season that we are in, which we are preparing for the coming of Jesus. And so as we begin this Advent season, I welcome you to this, to our first service, and let us begin our service by singing. Can we stand as we sing? Yeah, let's do that. Let's stand as we sing. We begin our service then in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing. Let's then confess our sins to God our Father. Lord God, our lives are filled with sin. We forget our neighbor's needs and do not love you above all else. We need a Savior. Help us to be ready for Jesus in our own hearts. O come, Savior of the world. Amen. Comfort, comfort my people, saith your God. Your sins are pardoned. The penalty is paid by Christ. Thanks be to God. Please be seated as we sing. Today's text is Zechariah's song. Do you guys remember Saul, right? The guy that was out trying to persecute Christians. And he was a teacher of the law, very well educated, knew the Old Testament forward and backward. But all of a sudden, one day, he had a little confrontation with Jesus, where Jesus appeared to him in a bright light, knocked him off his horse, and blinded him. And wasn't long, and he got his sight back. He was baptized. He became a Christian. And you know what now Paul did next is he reassessed. I mean, you can imagine how wrong he had had it, where he had taken this body of no work, this Old Testament, and misunderstood it to such a level that he was persecuting Christians, and now all of a sudden Jesus has revealed himself to Paul as God, and now Paul has to reassess and review all of that Old Testament and reinterpret it according to what he now understands. Well, I think Zechariah had a very similar experience. You know, he was a priest. He had been a priest his whole life. He had studied God's word. He had taught God's word. He had worked in the temple. He had done all the things that a man of God would do. And now all of a sudden he had this angelic visitation where Gabriel comes to him and explains that Elizabeth in her old age is going to have a child and that this child is going to be the one that comes before the Messiah. And then Zechariah, not believing, gets struck dumb, so he can't talk. So what is a man of God to do if he is stuck for 9 months plus and not able to speak? Well, probably reassess, right? And he's going to go back into the Old Testament, and he's going to dig, and he's going to look, and he's going to read, and he's going to reinterpret it according to what has just been revealed to him. And then John is born. You know, Gabriel said that he would not be able to speak until the child was born. John is born, and they're arguing over what to name the child. And he asks for a piece of paper, and he writes, "His name is John." And right then, he's able to talk. And what comes out of his mouth? A song. Well, you think, well, that's kind of a weird thing to say first. Well, he had some time to prepare. You know, he's had some time to really kind of think about this. And here's what he says. He says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come, he has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. To show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. This, there's so much in this. The first thing that he does is he goes back into the Old Testament and he digs and he remembers. And he remembers all of the times that our God has visited his people. And I mean, there was a lot of times. I mean, right back, way back to the Garden of Eden when God would walk with Adam and Eve in the garden. And then once they were put out of the garden, we don't have a lot of record of him talking directly to them. But later on, you know, he speaks to Abraham. Actually argues over Sodom, and in this conversation they were able to rescue Lot from the city before it was destroyed. And he speaks to Moses at the burning bush, and you know, he visits with Moses, and Moses is able to go and rescue the children of Israel from Egypt. And you know, he spoke to Joshua right before the Battle of Jericho and gave him some rather peculiar methods for taking a city. And but through it, God provided for his people the beginning of the promised land, where God consistently and constantly throughout Israel's history visited, came in, and when he stepped in, he rescued his people, and he redeemed them. He gave his children this sacrificial system by which they were able to get rid of their sin. It was the system by which God delivered the forgiveness that Jesus would earn for them one day, but now they were coming up on the time when this is actually going to happen. He says he raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Now, the horn is a symbol of strength. Basically, it's this. He's saying that God was the strength. He was the one that brought the strength out of Israel and was strong for Israel and rescued and redeemed them from so many different enemies. That if you think about all the different times that God did this kind of thing, you know, Samson, he raised up Samson as a judge so that he could push back the Philistines and keep the Philistines from harrying his people. You know, with Gideon, it was the Midianites, and with the Ammonites, and with during Hezekiah's time was the Nineveh that was coming down to try to take over the children of Israel. And over again, God was the rock, the one that kept the evil ones, the enemies of God's people, the enemies of God, from being able to conquer his people. And Zechariah was sitting here just absolutely ecstatic because he is looking at all of the times in the history of his people where God has rescued them over and over again, that he visited them over and over again, bringing redemption, raising up leaders, doing miraculous things, always constantly caring for his people. And he is so excited about it because what he realizes through all of it is that all of this is the evidence of God remembering his covenant. That the covenant that God made with Abraham, where I will be your God and you will be my people. And then Abraham fell short, and then Isaac fell short, and then Jacob fell short, and then Joseph fell short. And over and over and over again, the children of Israel fell short of the covenant, but God never forgot. And Zechariah is so excited at this point because he is looking back at all the time that God's loving mercy has just triumphed and risen above even the evil, even the sin of the people, that he would always redeem them and bring them back. And now Zechariah realizes that something really big is about to happen because the angel told him that his son was going to be the one who would come and to speak in the power and in the spirit of Elijah, the one who is going to come and was going to be the forerunner for the Messiah. And this is incredible news for Zechariah. The thing that Israel has been praying for, that every Israelite, every Jewish person from the time of Moses, when God first made this promise to him, until God made the same promise to Abraham, to Moses, to just over and over again, God has made this promise, and the children of Israel have been praying, praying that God would send the Messiah, praying that God would send the one who is promised since the Garden of Eden. And now he's coming. He is coming. And what Zechariah has to say about this one who is coming, that John was going to be the one to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins because of the tender mercy of God. And what that means in Hebrew, that is grace. That is by this grace of God, this unbelievable love of God, because the dawn is about to rise. The dawn is about to come from heaven. Think in terms of John over and over again. Who's the light? Jesus is the light. And that is exactly the image that is in this text as well, is that Jesus is about to be born and all the people who are living in darkness are about to see the light. And the light is going to be the thing that helps us to find the path that leads to peace. And we've talked about peace before too, right? It's not just an absence of war. It's not just that things are going okay. It's that everything in life is just the way it's supposed to be. That financially, health-wise, relationship-wise, in every dimension of your life, things are correct. That's peace. And this is where this Jesus is taking us, to a place where we can have peace. And so as we enter this season, it's just an amazing thing. This song is the testimony of a priest, one who is steeped in the Old Testament, steeped in God's word. And it is it's like the very center of the entire story. He is an expert in what came before, and now he is looking forward to what is ahead, what is just about to come, what we are getting ready to celebrate, the birth of the Messiah, the one who is going to bring peace to his people. And so as we continue, let's pray. And let's ask our God to help us, not just that we would be able to know of this peace that God would have, but that he would help us to anticipate the day when we get to experience this peace in all its fullness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before and we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you have come, that you have worked out all that is necessary, that we would be able to be saved. That you have forgiven our sins, that you have brought us faith by which that forgiveness is received. And Lord, that you are in heaven right now preparing a place for us. And one day you will come again to take us to be with you. Lord, we anticipate and we thank you for this. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And my friends, let us continue our worship service by receiving the offering. And as the offering is received, I ask that you would also record your attendance in the folders that you'll find in the pews.
To Jerusalem.
Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity. Let's pray. Please stand as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." My friends, having received the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the strength and the forgiveness he gives us in this gift, depart in his peace and in his joy. Amen. And receive our Lord's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. And let us stand as we sing the final song together tonight. In anticipation of the coming of Jesus, let us sing, "O come, Emmanuel." have a seat really quick. Just a few notes at the end of the service. First of all, as you can tell, our church is not exactly normal right now. We have something going on. Actually, what it is that if you notice on your program here, there's a schedule on the back, and December 7th at 6 p.m. is Sheep in Heavenly Peace. It's the our children in the school are their K-8 program, and that's what all the props are and stuff up front. And so I really invite you, and I encourage you guys, come. This is the school that we're supporting. These are the kids that we're helping educate. They are amazing, sweet, wonderful kids, and it would just thrill them to have a big audience. In fact, Victoria Garden right next door here is going to be, they're planning on bringing people over as well on that. I think they're coming on the 10th. Two, but hopefully on the 7th as well. But yeah, we're kind of reaching out and trying to bring in a whole bunch of people, and it's worth seeing. So come if you possibly can. Otherwise, we will be getting back together again for another Wednesday Advent service on the 14th of December, which will be the following week. All right, then. Invite people. Come on in. We have free food. I mean, come on, right? So anyway, blessings, folks. I will see you guys in the back. Have a wonderful week.